This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. The consumer data company ChoicePoint now says that the security breach of its massive data banks will affect more than 140,000 people in all 50 states. The company is continuing to send out notices to people whose personal and financial details were given to thieves who posed as businessmen. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, the incident has renewed calls for more stringent regulation of data services.
ChoicePoint is one of the country's largest clearinghouses for personal and financial data. The Alpharetta, Georgia-based company has 19 billion public records in its database, everything from social security numbers to motor vehicle registrations. And all of it can be accessed by ChoicePoint's customers. For more than a year, thieves in Los Angeles, whom ChoicePoint believed were genuine businessmen, were tapping into that data gold mine. The company said it believes the thieves used previously stolen identities to create new, seemingly legitimate ones. James Lee, ChoicePoint's chief marketing officer, says the information stolen by those data thieves was used to defraud at least 750 people. Lee says the company will now require about 17,000 of its customers to go through new credentialing procedures.
We will re-verify all their information, we'll request additional information, and even at the end of that process, unless they can be sponsored by a government agency, or sponsored by a large publicly traded company, they will not get access to full social security numbers, full dates of birth, and full driver's license.
ChoicePoint has grown by leaps and bounds over the past few years. The company says that every federal agency is a customer, including Homeland Security. It also caters to large companies for things like background checks on potential employees. Peter Swire is a professor of law at Ohio State University and was chief counselor for privacy issues during the Clinton administration. He says considering the information it stores, there needs to be stricter controls on ChoicePoint's customers.
ChoicePoint does not have any laws that govern who they share the data with. It has essentially practices it has promised to abide by. Those practices apparently were not strict enough to stop the scam that happened in Los Angeles.
ChoicePoint says it's offering all the fraud victims free credit monitoring services for 1 year. It's unclear how many of those people even knew that information about them was being collected and stored in ChoicePoint's databanks. A police investigation of the fraud continues. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.